Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 533, Protecting Your Money Mustache from Spendy Friends, part one by Mr. Money Mustache of MrMoneyMustache.com. And hi again, everybody. I'm your host and narrator, Dan. I am here each Monday through Friday reading to you from some of the best personal finance blogs anywhere. And today's post comes from Mr. Money Mustache. But before we get to that, I want to ask if you have subscribed to our other four podcasts. We cover personal development and productivity, health and fitness, business, relationships, and more. Just search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this show to find all of them. For now, let's get right to today's post as we optimize your life. Protecting Your Money Mustache from Spendy Friends, Part 1 by Mr. Money Mustache of MrMoneyMustache.com. Mr. and Mrs. Money Mustache have just returned from a very spendy night on the town. The night and the people were lots of fun, but almost equally fun was the sheer amazement and marvel I felt at just how crazy the spending habits of our modern culture are, and how they continue to drift further into the abyss of fantasyland. Let's start with the facts. We went out for dinner, drinks, desserts, and some live music in downtown Ottawa, which is Canada's capital. This city has spent most of the last 20 years in a series of long economic booms, and with the latest one, it's starting to look downright glitzy. High-tech companies have been flooding in throughout the 1990s and 2000s, bringing tens of thousands of high-paying primary jobs. The federal government maintains much of its offices here, adding competition for workers. And an irrational real estate run-up has been going for the past 4 years, inflating everyone's paper wealth and causing predictable results. The whole city has sprouted that telltale bristle of construction cranes building high-rise office and condo towers. To the untrained eye, it sings, "Prosperity!" Although through my own recently burned shades, I see real estate bubble about to pop and cause a huge recession. Regardless of the future, what we have right now is a big party. Beautiful and fancy restaurants are everywhere, and they're all packed with lineups just to get a table. Audis and Beamers idle slowly by in the dense party district, their LED headlamps illuminating the broad torrents of scantily clad legs as they flow across the crosswalks. Designer clothing is stretched tightly across butts and biceps as the bass pumps, jazz floats, and credit cards swipe. So we show up at the restaurant and we order ourselves some treats because it's a special occasion. This is an Italian place and I don't eat bread and pasta anymore, so I get a nice exotic type of salad and the biggest, darkest glass of beer they can pour. Good times ensue and I enjoy my food. My table mates also enjoy their food, appetizers, entrees, various drinks, and desserts. The conversation and the laughs are great, although the noisy environment makes it a little hard to hear properly. After an hour or so, I'm getting restless from sitting still so long, but thankfully, it's time for the bill. One of the great things about Canada is that it is traditional for restaurants to deliver a separate bill to each diner by default. In the US, servers routinely mash everything into one bill and leave the people to sort it out for themselves. So I get my own bill, and it looks like this. Fancy salad, $16. Overpriced beer, $7. Tax and tip, $7. Total, $30. Add in Mrs. MM's similar meal and we're out about $60 as a couple. Then we bought coffee and dessert at another place, spent a few dollars at the pub with the live music, and finally threw the $7 we had set aside for bus fare into the car cup holder of a friend who generously ended up driving us home at the end of the night. All in all, $100 might have gone up in smoke that night. Pretty expensive when you compare it to the $1 per meal idea I presented in the grocery bill article, but still well within what we can afford because, hey, we're retired now. But we were probably some of the cheapest eaters in the restaurant that night. Looking at the entrees page, I didn't see a single dish under $20. The wine menu stretched into the triple digits. Appetizers, desserts, and coffees were readily available to inflate the tab further. So you'd think that a restaurant like this would only be frequented by very wealthy people. Surely everyone there was already financially independent, free from car loans, home loans, with a stash sizable enough to fund basic living expenses, and a job they loved which provided enough money to just throw around on $100 meals, right? But no, those weren't the people in the restaurant. There were my friends, none of whom are retired, and many of whom even wish they had more savings or lower debts. There were other people of all ages packed into the place, and I'd be willing to bet that less than 10% of them could truly afford to eat there, in my own strict definition of the word. The problem is, the Mustachian definition of reasonable spending relative to wealth is pretty different from the average person's definition. If we ran the world, there would still be decadent restaurants out there for truly wealthy people, but people still stuck in cubes and trying to get ahead would choose more affordable activities for themselves. Alas, most of us still have non-Mustachian friends, and we don't want to throw them away just for their spending habits. Plus, there is still some fun to be had in the odd restaurant meal or other indulgence. Therefore, you and I sometimes need to compromise in the area of expensive socialization. It's called protecting your money mustache from your spendy friends, and it's pretty fun once you get into it. 1. Understand the big picture. One of the key differences between being frugal, good, and being cheap, bad, is how you handle special occasions. A frugal person may have no problem dropping $50 or $100 on a good time with friends. A cheap person will feel uncomfortable and start looking at his or her feet with even the slightest and rarest of expenditures. The key is in understanding the effect of any spending over the course of a full year, then over 10 years. For example, the Mustache family enjoyed the recent Ottawa blowout, but we can hardly even remember the last time we spent so much on an evening. If you assume it happens twice a year, we're out $200 per year, or $2,700 every 10 years, assuming some compounding. It's solid money, but affordable. But many people I know engage in some sort of downtown happy hour once a week or more, at a cost of $5,200 per year, or $71,000 every 10. That's serious money, and it was obviously not affordable to anyone who ends up 10 years out of school and has less than $71,000 in positive net worth to their name, because this implies you spent more on restaurants than the combined value of everything else you own in life. Many of the other patrons of the fancy restaurant that night were surely in that boat. 2. Hear that in tomorrow's episode. You just listened to part 1 of the post titled Protecting Your Money Mustache from Spendy Friends by Mr. Money Mustache of MrMoneyMustache.com.
If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kid's college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
And before we go, if you haven't done so already, please do check out our other podcasts. We narrate a lot more blogs for you to help you optimize your life. To find all of those shows, just search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this, and be sure to click subscribe. And that'll do it for today. Thank you so much for being here and being a subscriber. I will be back with you tomorrow, where I will finish up this post and where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this podcast, but also Optimal Living Daily, the show where I read to you from even more blogs covering finance, productivity, minimalism, personal development, and more from incredible bloggers like Derek Sivers, Zen Habits, Mark and Angel, The Minimalists, and all the ones you hear on this show too. So if you enjoyed today's episode and like taking amazing blogs on the go, come on over to Optimal Living Daily and subscribe to that one too. And together, we'll start optimizing your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Finance Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode, and head to oldpodcast.com, that's OLDpodcast.com, for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.